If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Monorail Tales podcast. I thought for this episode we should have some fun with the Disney Plus Take 4 crew and also find out how much they know or don't know about Disney movies and songs. So first of all, let's welcome Patrick, Rick and Steve, and Bill might be joining us. We'll see as the show goes on. But at this moment, I do have Patrick, Rick, and Steve. So, hi, guys. How are you all doing?
Hello.
Hey, I'm doing well, Sheila. How's everybody else tonight?
I'm great.
I'm even better.
I'm the bestest. Anyway, let's move on. So, guys, tonight, we're going to play Disney Snippets. There's five different categories of questions that I'm going to be asking. And they are music, miscellaneous, Pixar, live action, and Disney animation. We're not scoring on this. And in fact, you can work together to provide the answers. And, you know, if you've got anything that you want to share, like a little snippet about the Disney movie or the Disney song, if you want, you know, you can add that in once the answers have been given. And for once, Googling, guys, is going to be allowed to confirm answers, or if you're stuck, to look for an answer. We do have Steve here tonight, and we all know how competitive he can be. So to stop him from jumping in with the answers right away, I'm just going to go around the table, taking it in turns with you guys, just to start the answers off, and then we can open all up for everybody to join. Patrick, you got the short straw. You're going first, if that's okay.
Dang it. All right, we're good to go. Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, great. So the first question is going to cover Disney animated. And between you all, you've got to give me at least two Disney characters who don't wear shoes. So, Patrick, I'm going to let you get the ball rolling. Do you have an answer to a Disney character who doesn't wear shoes?
Donald Duck.
That was my first thought.
Okay, opened up to anyone else that might want to throw something in.
Ariel the mermaid.
Figaro the cat.
They got to have feet.
Excuse me, cats have feet.
They have paws. They have paws. You got your answers. It's just, you know, anybody else want to add anything else?
Pocahontas. Pooh.
Moana.
Yep.
Sir His.
Yeah.
And you know who came to mind first of all? For me. Has anyone else got any others? See if you can match mine.
Tarzan.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Lilo. Mm-hmm.
Mowgli.
Yes.
Mowgli, that's what I was trying
Patrick,
to think
Patrick, that
of.
Was the first one I thought of when I saw that question.
That was a good one.
Okay, so we're going to... Does anyone want to add anything to that before we move to the next one?
Oh, Rapunzel.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about her.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one.
Actually, there's probably quite a few when you think about it. We're going to now go to you, Steve, to give the first answer, and then we'll open it back up again. For this one, it's music, and you guys have got to come up with three Disney songs about food or eating.
Veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit.
What movie is that from?
Oh, it's a movie?
Is it a Disney song?
Yeah. From the parks. From Epcot.
Let's hear it.
Veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit. Veggie, fruit, fruit. Veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit.
Have you heard that before, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's a kitchen cabaret.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, wow. That was
fun. Okay. I'm with you, Sheila.
Thank you, Patrick.
Be our guest.
Yeah.
Ah, took mine.
That was on my list.
I think I'm going to have to say, what, a spoonful of sugar for Mary Poppins.
It's on my list. Yeah. You still need one more, guys.
What about, there's one in, I don't know if it's allowed, but for the Broadway lovers of Disney Broadway, in the Lion King, the Broadway musical, there's a song called Chow Down.
Oh, I don't know that one. I
have to go listen to that soundtrack. Or we could say
hot. I thought I had. That's
why. I'll accept it.
You'll look good. I appreciate that. You could say hot dog from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
That's on my list.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh my gosh, Patrick, you are stolen. You have stolen all of the ones I had down for me.
Oh, great minds must think alike tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, Rick. Oh, did you guys, you got the three songs. Anything else you wanted to add? Any snippets?
Nope.
Thank you.
There's one last one. You could look at a Little Mermaid. What's it called? Is it a?
La Poisson.
That's it. Yeah. First we cut off their heads.
That's the most despicable, but fantastic song ever written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. But if you listen to it. It's gory.
It is. Yeah, I used to think about that as a little kid. Like, man, this could definitely, like, get into your psyche a little bit.
I mean, good thing you are dead.
Okay, moving on to the next one. And it's Rick, you start us up on this one.
Uh-oh.
Miscellaneous. It covers anything of Disney.
Think you planned the order.
I can give you a different... No. You got this one. You give me a hard time when I'm playing any of your games, so... Miscellaneous. It's easy, Rick. You guys have come up with three characters who wear gloves. So, Rick, start us off.
Mickey Mouse.
Whoa. Okay, so opening it up to anyone now.
Goofy.
Captain America.
Ooh.
And Iron Man.
That's a good one. Max in Goofy movie.
See, I would go Elsa.
Ooh, that's a really good one, Sheila.
Well, no.
Jane.
Then no.
No, it's not. She only wore it for like a second when she was being inaugurated, and then she took them off in the middle of the inauguration and threw them away.
She still wore gloves, and Patrick said it was
good. Pinocchio.
Ooh.
Jane from Tarzan.
Wore gloves?
Yeah.
Okay. I should point out, these questions are from a game called Geek Out, Disney Geek Out. You get the questions, but they don't give you the answers, which I find really strange, to be quite honest.
Makes you think a little bit.
Yeah. But when, you know, when you're running a game, if you guys didn't come up with an answer, it would look pretty silly.
Does Cruella de Vil wear gloves? I can't remember or not. I think she does.
Santa Claus.
You know what Cruella does? Because I've got a figurine of her, and she's got white gloves, doesn't she, above the elbows or something?
Yeah, I think that or some red gloves, one.
Or maybe red, yes. Red would make sense, wouldn't it? I'm not running out into my living room. So, are we done with that one?
I hope so.
Why not?
To you, Steve. Okay, Disney animation. Get your thinking caps on for this one.
I left mine.
Right, you're going to start us off with one answer, then we'll open it up. Name together three movies that's set in Europe, and it's Disney animation.
Cars 2.
That's Pixar. Does it count?
Yeah.
But it says Disney Animation, so I suppose anything animated.
I would say no, but that's just me.
That's just Rick being facetious.
Correct.
Think of it. All right, Smarty Pants, what you got?
Snow White.
Beauty and the Beast.
Tangled.
Cinderella.
Little Mermaid.
Wow.
Who?
Little Mermaid.
Oh, Little Mermaid. That wasn't on land.
That's the Caspian Sea. Is that really Europe? There's quite a few.
The Great Mouse Detective.
Rapunzel.
Ooh, that's a good one, Rick.
Right. Robin Hood.
Animation? It's Robin animation.
Hood. Yeah, it's animated.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what came Robin out in, what, 1986?
In England, yeah. Not really Europe.
One of the worst years ever.
Steve. One of the worst years ever. Yeah, right.
It's a Brexit.
Lady and the Tramp?
No, that was America. Nah,
yeah, that's right. That one is America, isn't it? I was trying to think.
Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Sword in the Stone.
Ratatouille.
Well, see, that's the same thing.
101 Dalmatians?
Yeah.
Those are all English. Can you include that since Brexit?
It's part of Europe, not the European Union, Steve.
Yeah, you educate him, Rick.
Way to make it political.
Jeez.
We're a Disney podcast.
Oh. I'm going back to Universal. See ya.
We'd all never be that lucky.
So I think we...
Me and Harry Potter.
I think we've covered those movies. Okay, moving on to the next one then, guys. And we'll start with you, Patrick.
Okay.
Once again, we're going with Disney live action. Name a movie with titles that begin with P, the letter P. And I'm looking for two movies from you guys.
The begin with the letter P. Ooh, that's a good one.
Live action?
Live action.
Yeah, you could do Peter Pan with Mary Martin.
Is that done by Disney, though?
I don't know. That was when I'm younger. I'm trying to think if that was Disney.
That was when Sheila was younger. Let's ask her.
All right.
Anybody else got one?
Pollyanna.
You know what? Unfortunately, it's
one of my favorite ones.
They're working on it, but for some reason I went straight to Pinocchio, but that's not out yet, so can't use that one. But that will be one. So Pollyanna, what else did we have?
Pete's Dragon.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Oh, that is a really good one.
It does make you think, doesn't it?
Oh, one of the best ones ever. I'm Googling.
The Prince of Persia?
Yep. The Sands of Time. I actually enjoyed that.
That was good. I didn't even realize that was Disney. I've never paid attention to that.
Yep.
Pirates of the Caribbean. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yes. The best ones.
Do I win?
You can win a constellation prize.
Yeah, you get a fridge magnet.
Hmm. I thought that was a Patreon benefit.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking it back off you, Rick. You can have the pleasure of editing this show. How about that?
No. I'm going to Disney World. Sorry.
Okay. Let's go with Rick. And let's go with music. Gonna need two songs that mention a season in the lyrics. So give us the first one, Rick.
In the lyrics?
Yeah.
Let It Go. It mentions winter.
All right, I'll give you that one. for Steve who wasn't paying attention. Two songs that mention a season in the lyrics. Oh my gosh, this one came to me straight away.
Oh, Summer Magic.
No, I wasn't what I was looking for. I mean, yeah, you're right, but.
I wouldn't say low April showers, but April's not a season, it's a month.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you guys aren't getting this one.
Ooh, this one's got me stumped. I'm trying to run all the lyrics through my head.
If I was good at singing, I'd hum it, but I can't. You're going to kick yourself,
I guess,
guys.
It's really the reprise of the first Hum in Forever is what I was thinking of.
Where
Ice Castle.
Wait a minute.
Because of an eternal winter everywhere. No,
it's from Frozen.
In summer.
Yeah. Yes!
Oh!
Song I only hear once a day, at least.
Yeah, that's the one that came to my head straight away. You know, these are the sort of questions that, you know, after we say goodbye to each other, we're going to start thinking of the answers.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right.
I won't.
I was about to say, nope.
I'll just stop thinking.
All right, Steve, you're back to Pixar.
Yeah.
Two characters with a mustache. In
Bowler Hat Man. That's not Pixar. Was it? No.
No.
I always get that one confused. It's not, no.
Yeah, this is Pixar. You might have to start Googling, guys, because...
I know five off the top of my head.
Okay.
Go for it, Rick.
The five emotions of the dad in Inside Out and the dad in Inside Out. That's six.
Mm. That's good. Don Carlton from Monsters University.
Oh, yeah.
Doc Hudson from Cars.
Yep. Bruiser Bukowski from Cars.
Oh. What was it? In Luca, the...
The dad.
The dad or the uncle, whatever he was. That's all he had was a mustache. It was like...
Mr.
Joe
Anderson.
From Soul.
Joe from Soul. Yeah, that's a good one. The dad you're thinking of is Mr. Anderson, Rick, from Inside Out.
Mr. Anderson.
Ooh, not Luca's dad, but, what's the girl's name in Luca? Her dad. He's got a big old mustache. Oh, I can't think of his name.
And our listeners out there are all screaming it right now to you, Patrick.
Every one of them's knowing it right off the top of their head, and I'm stumped one. I can picture him, but I can't picture the name.
Massimo.
Yes. That is correct.
Hey, what about the lead character from Soul? Didn't he have a mustache, a little one?
Yeah, I said that.
Joe.
Oh, Joe, yep.
The evil chef in Ratatouille.
The bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't have any for this one.
Did you so have one too? Maybe not.
Could we technically say Mr. Potato Head?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Duke Kaboom, although that was more of a Fu Manchu, I think.
I think we got enough for that one, don't you?
Yeah.
We did good.
Possibly.
Captain Hook. You can't forget about him before we move on, though.
Yeah.
That's Disney. We're not Pixar. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think it's what threw me, because it was just Pixar that you had to go with.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can understand why you are the Disney Plus Take 4 crew. Pretty good. I'm impressed. Steve, we'll start with you. You didn't start the last one, did you?
No.
Okay, let's go live action, looking for two movies based on books.
Ooh, I don't read books. I don't watch movies either.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Really?
They've had time to Google, don't forget.
I don't need to Google it.
One pops off right to the top of my head.
Yep. I bet it's the same one I'm thinking of.
One of two. Go ahead and do yours, Rick.
Well, you do yours, and I have one that's lesser known, I think.
Uh-huh. So I will say The Princess Bride.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking that because I wouldn't consider that Disney, but...
Yeah.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Yep.
Freaky Treasure Friday. Island. Yeah. Freaky Friday, Treasure Island, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Holes.
Yes, that's a good one.
Can't forget Shia LaBeouf in his younger days.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe Holes was a Disney movie, but...
I think it was made for Disney Channel, right?
Yeah. Tom Sawyer.
Huck Finn.
Pollyanna. Again. Got Pollyanna in twice. Parent Trap, but it wasn't called that. The book was different.
Yeah. It has a weird name, too.
And then, believe it or not, the elephant in the room, Mary Poppins.
Yep. Well, wasn't Pollyanna based off a book, too?
Yeah, I can't remember. Actually, so was Summer Magic.
Yeah, there's quite a few live actions, I think, that are based off some books.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Swamp Fox. I threw that in for Bill.
Is that a book? Is that the one that Bill keeps wanting to see?
No. Is it that or Swamp, the Romney Marsh?
No, I thought it was Swamp Fox.
Scarecrow, Romney Marsh. Okay,
Swamp Fox.
Leslie Nielsen.
Patrick, back to you, and we're going to do music. Name, and this is across the board, name two characters that play an instrument.
Two characters that play an instrument. Does it have, is it Disney or Pixar? Or
it can be all of it. It's music. It's just general, anything to do with Disney, Pixar.
I'm going to have to say Mickey. He plays an instrument, right? Or no, I guess he probably more leads a band than anything else. Coco.
Miguel,
yeah.
Actually, in my game at this moment, Mickey is playing a trumpet. So I think you're right, actually, Patrick.
First one that came to me was Lewis from Princess and the Frog.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. I like that one.
Donald Duck and Goofy and Clarabelle and Horse Collar. They all played instruments in the band concert.
Oh, okay.
Can you think of any, I know it's not part of the question, but any live action characters that play a musical instrument?
Yeah.
Camp Rock, everybody.
Yeah. Parent Trap, Haley.
Sharon and Susan, piano and guitar.
Moving on, let's go live action with Rick. Name two live action directors.
Directors?
Yeah.
The Russo brothers.
What do they direct?
Movies. Avengers, Endgame, Infinity War.
Jon Favreau.
Yeah, that was my first thought. And then Tiki Watari Tutti Putti Frutti.
Bill.
Yeah, I can never get his name out right.
Bill Condon, who did Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, I had another one What's the question again, though?
Mark Foster.
Two live action directors.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
He's an author.
No, it's not Robert Louis. I always get that.
I don't think he was alive when they had film.
Yeah. Oh, who's the one that directed all this?
J.J. Abrams and Colin Trevorrow. Star Wars.
I'm thinking of a couple, but I probably embarrass myself, so I'm going to keep quiet on this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next.
Robert Stevenson, not Robert Louis. It was Robert Stevenson. I put one too many names into it. He did a lot. Cast in Search of the Castaways. Didn't he do the very first live action? Treasure Island.
Moving back to Patrick. Miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. Three films, three movies in which snow appears.
Three Disney movies?
Just
or
miscellaneous.
Films where snow appeared.
It's miscellaneous, so it can be any.
Oh, it can be any. Well, we got to go with Frozen then.
All right. Frozen 2.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Once Upon a Christmas. Twice Upon a Christmas.
Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Lady and the Tramp, Beauty and the Beast.
Muppets, Christmas.
Christmas Carol.
Yep.
Christmas Carol.
Sword in the Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Christmas Chippendale movie? Or Little Short?
I haven't seen that.
Johnny, I'm
Fantasia.
I'm thinking of something like Bambi, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he said
Patrick
Bambi.
Said Bambi.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
You probably thought it was Rick and just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Right. I'm very good at that these days, actually, Patrick. It's taken me years to learn the fine art. We did get three, didn't we?
Well, probably got Frozen, quite a 13.
One and two, yeah.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. Who wants to take the next one?
Rick does.
Rick.
Yes.
Back to music. We need two songs that has a question in it.
When does my life begin?
Ooh. Yeah. What about
Do you want to build a snowman?
Just around the river bend where she asked have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue horned moon?
Can you paint with all colors of the wind?
That's right. Yeah, colors of the wind, not just around it. Yeah.
Try the gray stuff. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
I thought you wanted a title.
It's not a question.
What was the question?
Stick to moderating, lady.
No, I'll just stick to editing. Oh, shoot. Okay. I can't even find a darn question.
I think it was Disney songs that have a question in them.
Yes, thank you.
So, yeah, I think we got quite a few of them.
Somebody said, when will my life begin, right?
Yeah.
I think somebody did say that.
Yeah, someone.
What about
not sure who.
Bibbidi Bobbidi? Put them together and what do you have? That's the question.
What have you got?
Oh, what you got? What you got?
Together, right? What have you got?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Moving on, Steve. Two actresses. This is live action. Two actresses that have played princesses.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the girl from the Aladdin one. Naomi Scott, Princess Jasmine,
Emma Watson.
Oh, yeah. And then, well, who played Cinderella then?
She became Lily James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Steve, live action. Two actresses who have played mothers.
Oh, I can see her plain as day in Cinderella. And I cannot.
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, thank you. That was, they made her look horrible.
Yes, I would agree.
I mean, deliciously horrible.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I haven't seen that one yet.
And Ms. Maleficent too.
Haven't we seen that?
Oh, I thought we did see it, yeah.
Yeah, we have seen it.
Keira Knightley.
How did she play?
I was going to say, what'd she play, Mom? And I'm trying to think.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Where she played a mom?
Henry Turner was her son. Right? In the last movie?
Oh, yeah, I'm five. Yep. I didn't think out far enough.
Well, I mean, he was born in the third one because they show her with a young boy.
Actually, I'm going to throw this one out, and let's see who is the first one that can answer this one. Let's just change it a little bit. This is miscellaneous. Okay.
I'll probably miss it.
One movie in which a ballerina appears.
Fantasia.
Just happened the Nutcracker in the Four Realms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leap.
I haven't seen that one.
No, Leap's not Disney.
I think I've got one. I want to say Toy Story. Isn't there a ballerina in a jewelry box or something?
I believe so.
I don't think so.
Can someone Google it for me?
Ballerina in Toy Story.
Bella is a very beautiful ballerina wooden toy with a Russian accent that dances.
From
Doc
McStuffins. Hello.
That's what I thought. I was going to say Doc McStuffins, but I was assuming I was going to be wrong if I just yelled that out.
What about Toy Story? Is anyone?
No.
Why am I thinking ballerina?
I don't know. Have you seen all the Toy Stories?
Yeah. Maybe I'm mixing it up with another movie.
There's a ballerina in the Steadfast Tin Soldier short.
Or you could be thinking of Bo Peep.
You know what, Patrick? She I probably am thinking Bo Peep.
Yeah, that's, you know.
And she was stood on a box a just shepherdess. Twirling. No, I'm going to. That's the question I'm going to be left with after we finish this. Okay. Once again, I'm going to throw it out for you guys. Pixar, one title, one movie in which a teacher is seen in the movie for Pixar.
Inside Out.
Soul.
Mm-hmm. Soul, yeah.
Bug's Life.
What was Bug's Life? What was the teacher?
No, that's a Girl Scout leader. Bug Scouts, I think. Monsters University.
Oh, there you go.
Was Nemo Pixar or Disney?
Yeah. Turning Red.
Yep.
Yes.
Sorry, Nemo. Sorry, I didn't hear you answer.
Yes,
it.
Nemo. Yes, Nemo. Focus on Patrick's good answer.
Why don't you focus on my good answer? I don't usually give good answers.
Because your answer is 21 years old. Patrick's is recent.
I had an answer for the future with Pinocchio, so.
That's not Pixar.
No, it wasn't a Pixar question, though. It was a.
It was a Pixar question.
Yes.
Changing the rules as we play. I don't do that when I host the game show.
Patrick, you gave an amazing answer with Turning Red. I mean, that's a movie that's just come out. Amazing answer.
I appreciate you telling me that. Thank you.
Yes. There. Are you happy now, Rick? And I was wrong.
No.
No.
She'll edit that part out.
Yeah, I was about to say that part will get edited.
No, I'm getting all these little sound clips together and I'm making one big show. I'll tell you. Make money off it, right, Rick?
Yes.
Anyone that wants to buy it. Miscellaneous guys. Two characters who wear glasses.
Joe from Soul.
Miley from Atlantis.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Nemo. Does the girl have glasses? No, she doesn't, does she?
No.
Oh, darn it. She had braces.
What's her name from Family Madrigal?
Mirabelle.
Mirabelle.
Mm. The White Rabbit. In Edna mode, you can't forget Edna.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Or Carl Fredrickson.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, from Turning Red.
Okay, I've got Turning Red. Isn't that the movie that's just come out, Rick?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
You seen that, Patrick?
I have. I've heard it's pretty good.
You've seen it, but you heard it was pretty good. Okay.
To get a baby for 12-year-old.
I've
seen girls.
It, I've heard it, and I personally think it was good.
Or fans of boy bands. I actually heard music from that show today. Oh. It had the boy band on it.
Oh, are you a four townie?
Well, I heard it. It was on Pandora, and I'm like, why is that familiar? Oh my gosh, that's from Red Panda.
Yeah, side note, did you know that the shirt that has the schedule on it is like the number one selling shirt of the last like 6 months of Box Lunch right now.
Really?
Yep.
Too bad John Sicari wasn't on there. It'd be Big Fat Red Panda.
Okay, moving on. We've got three more left and then you guys get to say goodnight to each other.
Okay. All right. Good night.
You got three.
Good night, each other.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, music guys. Two songs.
Music guys?
Yeah, music guys. Looking
great
for
band.
Two songs. That's
I can name that song in two notes.
You know what? You didn't even give us two notes when you played that game. We had one note.
Sounds like you're bitter.
I am.
Never.
No, even Stan Solo, who played the same game sometime after, was much nicer than our Rick. He actually played long clips, actually.
I bet you still didn't get him.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, so two songs sung by a bear. And it's
the
music.
Bear Necessities.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be like you.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Because Willie sang that too.
Yes, he did.
Can you think of any other characters?
A rumbly in my tumbly from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
I'm a little black rain cloud.
Yeah, or up, down, turn. No, what is it?
Up, down, touch the ground.
Yeah, that's it.
On My Way from Brother Bear.
Ooh, Brother Bear. I was trying to think of that one.
Actually, for anyone who hasn't seen that movie yet, it's a good movie.
Sheila.
Oh, what?
You haven't seen it?
No, she hasn't seen it.
No.
She hasn't seen... In another one, well, we did kind of touch on one of them from Europe. The Notre Dame Hunchback. That is a fantastic movie. Some of the best Disney music is in that.
There's a singing bear.
100%.
Stay on topic. We're talking about singing bears.
When have we ever stayed on topic? We always go off the beam.
What's the topic?
When I'm in charge, we stay on topic.
Hey, Patrick.
Yes.
Next time we play a game with Rick, we've got to get him back on this.
Oh, absolutely. 100% agree. I don't think he ever stays on topic.
I've got another song. Oh, I can't think of it. Rick, help me out. It's from Robin Hood.
About Prince John. Prince John, Funny King of England.
Yeah, the fake, the phony King of England.
That's what I said.
Is it? Okay.
He said fake.
No, I said Prince John, the phony King of England.
Yeah.
I just, Sheila Sanders, the phony, phony Queen of England.
Actually, in these days, I wouldn't want to be queen. Thank you.
You'd be probably, well,
you'd be younger.
You'd be younger. I know. You stole it. That was mine.
Oh my gosh. I think Rick just gave me a compliment.
No, he said if you were the
queen, I'd be younger. Well, the
than
queen.
What you are now.
But the queen turned 96 today.
But you're 114.
Right.
Don't make her do math at
you're
her
not
age.
Following the train of thought there, Sheila.
Sorry. Actually, you know what, Rick? Unfortunately, you kind of all broke up then.
Mm-hmm.
So your comment is lost forever. All right, last two questions, guys, and we can wrap this up.
How about you get three questions like 5 questions ago?
I don't do math. All right. Pixar, 2 characters with the names that begin with F. And they're easy questions, Rick. So Pixar, 2 characters with names that begin with F. You can just shout them out, guys.
Flick.
Oh, that's
from Bugs Life.
That's good.
Princess Fiona. That's Disney, right?
Mr. Fredrickson.
It Pixar?
Yeah, Shrek's Pixar, right?
No.
No.
I was about to say, you know, we should have just let that go, Rick.
Oh, man, taking it to Pixar, I think, takes it down a little bit.
And you think from Nemo?
Fish.
Fish or food, whatever the saying is.
Fish or friends.
No. Oh, that's
hello,
it.
Nice.
Fish or friends. Oh, goodness, that's a good one.
We've already got tea. Let's move on. Unless you're wanting to...
You could go with Fear from Inside Out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
Okay, last question.
What were you thinking of?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't have one.
Oh.
She doesn't watch Pixar.
I thought you were like dying to tell us one.
No.
Flo. You can't miss Flo from Cars either.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh, yeah.
See, I never think of Cars.
Oh, that's one of the best Pixar movies ever.
That's because you don't drive, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Drives me crazy.
There you go.
It's a short drive.
Off a big cliff.
Do you know
long
what?
Pier.
He's going after you now.
Actually, that's a long drive off a short pier.
Yeah.
It's a long drive if I'm a passenger, even if it's a short pier.
Well, actually, as a third grader, it was like, that's a long drive off a short bridge. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. A bridge goes all the way. How could you? And that's when people started saying, oh, no, a pier.
Okay, I think it's gone past Rick's bedtime because he's getting rather grumpy. So let's get the last question out.
I'm not grumpy, I'm funny.
Which was the 8th dwarf.
Oh, God, I love him. Okay, last question, guys. This is miscellaneous. Name 2 fictional islands.
Anui.
Is that Neverland?
Treasure Island.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
The Island and the Boo Boo.
Yes.
Oh, what was Elsa's island? Didn't she?
Norway.
No, I thought there was another island that they went to. The
Oh yeah, they did go.
Yeah.
Well, no, that wasn't an island, was it?
Oh.
In two? Frozen 2?
I thought it was. I really need to watch more movies. So anyway, anyone interested in buying this game, as I said, it's called Geek Out.
Sell them the one you've got so we don't have to do it again.
Yeah, I don't know that we're the best example of playing this game.
Yeah.
For me, actually, I mean, I think they're good questions, and I think it does sort of like open up your brain to start thinking about things.
Well, it didn't work for us.
No.
We had to open up Google.
But what I don't like about it is for someone like me who really dead opposite of you guys, I don't know the answers. And it's just, where's the answers on the cards?
Because there are no answers.
But you would think they would still, you know, give at least.
This is a millennial game. So there are no answers, right or wrong. There are no good questions.
Right. They've got their phones in their hands. It's all right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what to think of it, to be quite honest. I think I wouldn't buy this again for me.
You didn't buy it to begin with? Did you buy that one?
No, you did. Thank you, Steve.
I don't know if that was one you got from my sister.
No. This is one that I bought some time ago.
Oh, okay.
And guess what, guys? I have another one similar for future games.
I have one too.
Yes. And actually, you know what, Rick? We need to get that one going. That would be an easy one to play.
Mm-hmm. Most of these games need to go away.
No, we just need our game host back. The host with the most, Mr. Rick Forbes. So, guys, thank you so much for playing along. You did really good, actually, and I didn't. And it's time to say goodnight.
Night.
Good night.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Take care. Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got to go.
And thank you!